So you run into shul, you realize you forgot your tefillin, and you're Ashkenazi, and you ask your Sephardi friend, could I borrow your tefillin? Or vice versa, Sephardi guy walks in, wants to borrow an Ashkenazi tefillin, seems to be, I don't know if the straps are different, but let's assume everything is there, you could fix it to Ashkenazi. The only difference is the script. What do I mean by that? The Rama writes that there's a lot of different scripts out there. Says Shulchan Aruch says you have to be careful that it should be the proper writing. Fine, says the Rama. It should be written in this ksiva tama, like fine, perfect print. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? Ratzel Omer, ksiva tama ushleimam betmunas osios. It needs to have the proper, features each letter. Kafima shalomdu me Talmud, what all the Gemara says, and the Rishonim says, and Alpi Kavala, check out the Beis Yosef. That's what he writes. Yeah. Well, I'm leaving it vague so far, for now. Vague. How they write the words, exactly. So that's a separate, I'm not talking about that now. There could be differences in that, but let's assume you could fix that up to yours. So let's say an Ashkenazi, but he's got a different script. Ashkenazi to Ashkenazi, different tefillin have different scripts. So do you have to check, ask him what script is your tefillin? So Rama says there are different writings. Everyone should check out all the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Poskim, how to write each letter. This is not a Safra's class. I'm definitely not qualified to give such a class. But says the Rama, here's the kicker. Miu imshina b'tzura saksav. If you change the normal ksav, the normal script, that from what your minug is, ain't no puzzle. It's not puzzle. So in other words, if you have a wrong script in your tefillin, but it's someone else's minug of the script, it sounds like it is fine. One example. All of Safras are regalachad, we're not doing here. I'll give you one example. The letter tzad. So the letter tzadi, or tzadik, however you pronounce it, the regular tzadi, the Mishnah Berurah writes, how do you draw a tzadi? So here we go. You make a nun, a bent nun. Okay, you with me? Then you add a yud on the back. You with me? Nun, and then a yud on top. So it comes out, if you can see it over here, you have a tzadi, regular tzadi. It's got a nun, and with a bunched over nun, and then on the back a yud. Which way is the yud facing? In other words, is the yud like this on the back, or is it the yud like that? Is it the top facing towards the nun or away from the nun? Very basic question. It says a nun and a yud. So simply put, it's a nun with a regular yud, and that is minug Ashkenaz. You have a nun with a yud. The source of this, it says because you're supposed to have a nun and a yud. A yud is a yud, not a backwards yud. And in fact, many of the poskim say that you should be careful to make sure that the nun and the yud are connected to each other when you create the tzadi, because otherwise you're going to end up writing two letters when it should be one letter. In other words, instead of writing a tzadi, you're going to end up writing, if they're not connected, a nun and a yud. But that implies that the yud, which way is it? A regular yud. Okay. All is good in the world of Torah at this point. Comes along with Sephardim, and something that Arizal, and also something which I never heard until I started looking into these scripts, something called minug velish. Vav, vav, lamed, like ayin shin. Welish, velish. Is this other minhag, which a lot of Sephardim from different places have this minhag. So there's that. There's the Beis Yosef Ashkenazi script. There's the Arizal script. There's Velish. There's also Chabad. There may be some others. What do? They put the yud on the back of the nun to create your tzadi backwards. So instead of the nun and then the yud on top, it's a backwards yud. The top is facing out. If you can see in this little picture over here, I know it's small, but you can look at it afterwards. Facing the wrong way. It's inverted yud. Little thing. What makes the difference? Says the Igros Moshe, Ramosha Feinstein. Generally, and I highlight this, he's not talking about my tzadi yet. We'll get to the tzadi in 1 second. Generally, two different scripts. Says Ramosha, you should know, she'ein hachra muchletes, lifsol af achos mishitas harishonim b'tzuras ha'osios. Ashkenazim, can't make fun of Sephardim. Sephardim can't make fun of Ashkenazim. All of these shitas, which are based in Rishonim, there is no correct one. Therefore, says Ramosha, Lo shayach lahagid sheish b'zeh inin shel minag hamakom. You also can't tell me that I am Ashkenazi. Everyone in the shul is Ashkenazi. You Sephardi guy want to come into my shul, you have to wear my type of script tefillin. Or Ashkenazi goes to Sephardi shul, can the Sephardi say, you got to wear Sephardi script tefillin? Says Rav Moshe, it's not an issue of two different minhagim. You know why? Because have you ever heard of this chabura? I hadn't really until I prepared it. You know who's the only one who knows these different minhagim? Sofrim. Unless as something which is hidden is not two different minhagim. Because your minhag and my minhag is all hidden in a black box, literally a black box. And therefore, it's no one's going to know the difference. So you could have an Ashkenazi and Sephardi davening next to each other with two different scripts of your tefillin, not a problem at all, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, though, since both opinions, whether it's minhag velish, Ashkenaz, how the script looks, has basis in halacha, if you give your tefillin to a sofer and he looks at you and he says, you don't look very Sephardi, and you say, I'm absolutely not Sephardi at all. And he says, well, how come you have Sephardi script in your tefillin, right? You say, well, I don't know. Is it kosher? The Sephardi, the sofer is supposed to tell you it is kosher. But preferably, you should get your own minhag. Same thing the opposite way. Ashkenazi Sephardi doesn't make a difference. But it's still kosher. So you see, Rav Moshe held if it's Ashkenazi has Sephardi script or Sephardi has Ashkenazi script, still kosher. Fine. Comes along the Chazon Ish. It's very upset with this tzaddi. And apparently in a couple of places, the Chazon Ish said, if you have, based on the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar and a little bit of a Chasam Sofer, that if you have a wrong back of the yod on top of your tzaddi, like this minag velish or arizal, your tefillin are pasul b'di'eved, especially if you are someone who doesn't normally have that script. Now, the Piskei Tshuva cites the Shevet Alevi, the Menachas Yitzchak, others who said, no, the Chazon Ish didn't really hold that. In fact, other poskim say it's fine b'di'eved. They asked the Chazon Ish later in his life, is that really what you hold? And apparently the Chazon Ish said, no, that's not what I hold, because they showed him that a Chasam Sofer says maybe it's fine b'di'eved. So the shit of the Chazon Ish at the end of the day, and it's a huge nafkamina, because it means, could I wear a Sephardi tefillin? All Sephardim tefillin have a tzaddi the opposite way, in addition to other differences. So if you hold that this tzaddi is a big issue, you can't wear a Sephardi tefillin. Comes along with Chuvas van Hagos, and says the Vilna Gaon said, if you have a backward tzaddi, it's apikarsis. Why? Because it stems from Shabtai Tzvi. It was one of those that had a fake Messiah in the 1600s, inverted alpikaboa, this tzaddi. And therefore, if a Chuvas van Hagos says, you're not going to have it. But he qualifies, the Vilna Gaon only said that for Ashkenazim. He said, if you're a Sephardi and you have the long-standing minog to have it, or whatever your minog was, then it's kosher for Sephardim. But definitely, Sephardim and Ashkenazim, according to that, should not flip their script with their tefillin. So the Vilna Gaon seems to be like this Chazon Ish, at least according to the Tshuva San Hagos, you should not flip it. The opposite side is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach once heard the Gabbai in Yeshuah, or in Kol Torah, or whatever, where is Yeshiva, whisper, Parsha Zachar, don't use the Torah with the inverted tzaddi for Parsha Zachar. And Rav Shlomo Zalman got very upset at him. Because he says, they're all good kosher Sifrei Torah, they're all fine, whichever one you use is 100% good. Here's the question to ponder. You can go home, you can drive your wife crazy about this one. Take down all your mezuzahs, okay? First we'll talk about the Shalyad and Shalrosh. You bring it to your sofer, and your sofer says, you dope. Your Shalyad is Minig Velish, and your Shalyad is Minig Velish, your Shalrosh is Ashkenazi. You got different scripts, kosher, not kosher. So Shlomo Zalman says that it's fine b'di'eved, but really you should switch. He says, but you don't have to drive yourself crazy if your mezuzahs are minig velish and both your tefillins are minig ashkenaz. But you should really make sure, he says, your mezuzahs, ideally, are all the same script. And he says, l'chadchila, maybe you could even say there's a chumrah to have your mezuzahs be the same script as your tefillin. If you think about it, it makes sense. If you really are Ashkenazi and you hold the Beis Yosef script, how can you have Sephardi mezuzahs? If you're really Sephardi, how can you have Ashkenazi tefillin? So at the end of the day, the short answer is if you're really knowledgeable about this stuff and you're buying new things, you should go to the sofer and say, you only want the minhag of my father's, a grandfather's, great-grandfather's, what your minhag was. b'di'eved, if your mezuzahs are different types, or mezuzahs are different than your tefillin, you're fine. Shaila is, but it was a little bit vague. I'll leave you with this one. I saw someone ask this question, but it seems to be a little bit unclear. If your tefillin from the same cloth has some tzaddis this way and some tzaddis that way, what's the din? I saw some say it's fine b'di'eved, but that's already a little bit suspect. Hopefully you should get a kosher sofer. Shkoyach.